flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Rockaholics, we would love to hear your insane teacher story. What is your insane teacher story? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and tell us about it. Nick from Olympia, what was the deal with your French teacher?
When I was a senior in high school, we had this French teacher who... Do you know what the app Grindr is?
Yeah.
Heard of it, yes.
So,
it's about sandwiches, right? Sending, like Subway sandwiches?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. He got caught sending less than appropriate pictures to a student that was in his front row.
Oh, no.
I don't know if any parents ever actually found out about it or if it got reported or anything, but I do remember seeing the pictures pass around school and they were not pleasant.
Oh, no.
That's super messed up, but I don't know why I'm picturing him in a beret. Because the French teacher the whole time, he's just naked wearing a beret. I don't know why. That's probably not the best thing to
there
think
was a
about.
A lot of leather and rings, from what I remember.
I'm guessing not leather berets, though. Not leather.
Would you like to see my packet?
Would you like to see my wee wee?
206-803-ROCK. Jack from Linwood. Tell us about the yardstick.
So, my third grade teacher, mind you, this was like 1992, but if you weren't paying attention, she would walk around and smack your hands with her ruler. It was like a half a yardstick. And I just remember a couple times I would be talking to my friend, wasn't paying attention, and I would just get this, I mean, you just know what a ruler feels like, smack on the hands, but she was not nice enough.
Was this a private or a public school?
This is a public school.
Okay, because once you said that, I instantly thought this has to be like a Catholic high school or Catholic school, because that's exactly the world that I grew up in, where it's just like sometimes the nuns were like more violent than the actual, like the dudes.
Yeah, I just know that back then it was legal for teachers to discipline kids. I mean, like my principal would spank you if, like, that was a thing. Also, this was the only teacher I've ever had that had this, but was like the dunce hat, you know what I mean? She didn't have the actual hat, but she had what was called the timeout stool, and it was just sat in a corner, and you would have to go sit into the corner facing the corner on the timeout stool.
Wait, did the dunce hat have the word dunce written on the hat as well?
Well, like I'm saying, she didn't actually have the dunce hat. But
I thought you said she did. Okay, gotcha.
It was the hat of shame. Jack, out of curiosity, where was this? Was this in the state of Washington or somewhere else?
Yes, this was in Everett. I'm not going to say just for reasons, but it was in Everett. Yeah, elementary school.
Wow. Many years ago, it was a different time when it came to... Because, I told you the story about my old... It was a history teacher, and he was also the baseball coach, Mr. Murek. I'll say his name because he's no longer with us. And it's funny, whenever I would meet somebody who went to Zavarian High School growing up around that time, even if we weren't in the same class, or maybe it was like 5, 6, 7, 8 years of separation, you'd just be like, oh, you went to Zavarian too? Mr. Murek? And it was just like this look on someone's face like, Oh yeah, like he would hit you with the yardsticks. He would physically throw you into the bus if you weren't moving fast enough. Like he'd smack you upside the back of the head. He was out of his mind.
So would you also get like detention or something like that, or was it just like straight up beatings?
Oh no, it never got to detention with him. Like he would just beat you until like you didn't do anything bad, and we were very well behaved. I'm not saying it was the right way to handle things, but we were very well behaved in history class.
Oh my gosh!
My favorite was my seventh grade history teacher in New Mexico, and it was New Mexico history, oddly enough. And we had her
history teacher.
Yeah, I know. We had her fourth period, and she. But that was like when we used to have two lunches, A and B lunch, and we had B lunch. But a lot of times we'd come in and she'd be like, guys, she can't do class today. Go ahead and take both lunches. And so we'd take both lunches and then we'd walk by the classroom and she would be asleep on her desk.
She was hungover.
Maybe.
I mean, that's my first thought was like, she just had a rough night.
But she did three classes before us. It was always just, she just wanted, she would just take a nap and she would be sprawled out late and you could see her like, lights off,
not
on
even
the
hiding
desk,
it.
Just passed out.
Oh my.
I just texted 206-803 Rock. After graduating high school, we had a teacher that had a handful of us over her house for a slumber / drinking party. Looking back on it, pretty messed up. Not sure what I told my parents to allow me to go. Yeah, I can't imagine you're like, hey, I'm going to the old teacher's house.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's crazy.
So wild.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me. Hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.